The mola is a traditional textile art that the Kunas, which is a tribe in the Caribbean part of Panama and Colombia, custody as part of their tradition. It was originally inspired by geometric designs that the Kuna people draw in their bodies, but then it was heavily influenced by the Spanish textile techniques. Nowadays, it is widespread throughout the country, but the Kunas are the master artists of the mola. The mola consists of various layers of fabrics, saw in geometric patterns or drawings of animals and nature in general. The mola has also become a source of income for the Kuna people, since it is a very attractive craft for tourists. Emilciana is a Kuna woman living in Panama that embraces her tradition and uses her amazing sewing talents to create mola designs and sell them to contribute to her household economy. She speaks Kuna or Dulegaya, which is the original name of the language. I have known her ever since I was little because she is my childhood friend's mother. She agreed to talk to me about her point of view on the mola. When I asked her about the role that the mola represents in her culture, she said to me that for the Kuna culture, the mola is very important because the women wear it. So exactly, Emily, how did you learn to sew molas? She proceeds to talk about her culture and that how it is part of her culture and how only women can wear it.
I'm being and Durgas to way more my leg. You got PP and Mar Odurai de Nankan Mumar and Mar Odurtaido. Iggy Soblege dibujo Iggy more Soblege Iggy more Sile Iggy more Miley Amaru Piwa. Amaro durdai le, nankan amaro durdai. An durda modo, ser ganado durda esto, an mu, anan, anado durda esto, wey marci. Y yo así que mola, y besawe. Nateo pipina durda esto, nankan amaro durdai wey, nankan amar, en aimaido, nekin sundo. An marisawe, di mala, y mor besawe, cual. Pinna que pipi pe vinna vinna na pedur da yor. Degan durdastu, degan ser ganando durdastu. Ah, sí.
And indeed, girls are the only one who can dedicate themselves to keep the tradition. Mola for Kuna people is not only a piece of textile art, it is also the name of the woman's traditional clothing. Women use them regularly and sadly, some of the youngest have decided not to wear it daily anymore. So if only women can use mola, what do men wear?
Macheret, kuna dule macheret, mor yodo, sogetpa, igar maitpa, akarguzi zurdu. Ome, mor yodo, mola. Idugala machergan, kuna dule adi nabir mor makar yomardo. Sokwengi mor zakwa suit. Teginin iguale wei mar ber gusto. Eminskwa machergan mor soget pa yodo.
That is Nicolino, Emilciana's husband. He is also part of the Kuna people. He speaks about the men clothing and how Kuna men don't use mola. He says that the men wear relatively normal or occidental clothing, and that in the past men used fabrics with long sleeves but with just one color design. All right, And what it's necessary to sew a mola?
Ajá, soy vagi. Ibumar abelegui. Pimola mor maizocalir. Abelegue telas morco. Telas morco. Yo usar morco. Colores más diferentes. Abelegue hilos. Abelegue aguja. Abelegue tedal
Dudal.
y coyote. Ico, ajá, Ico Abele, Duba, y we son de we maravel son de inde mala, no cuamor maquea son de we webur, son so que da Abele, taisa, we y marsa de Abele cual macari mar nica, mor maile, maile gea, we maravel son so en mala, dichos.
You will need fabrics in different colors, threads, a thimble, and a lot of skill so the mola could turn out well.
Skills are absolutely necessary. I tried to sew a mola with Emily's help, however, my first mola seemed like a 5 years old drawing compared to Emily's craft. What are the steps to create a mola?
Abeledo, no hay marupe, mor maque te huisit. So cuengi abelegue, mor siquet. Mor gomarbe sequet. Soy vagine, de mor marbe, de mala soboet. Y mar marrón doy usar, de ibu sobo dive. Pájaros, ¿no? Y usar de eso body vea, y usar y mar ve y si lo ve y mar soy pe y soy vidive. Y hable morgo mala, y soy vadive morgo marna, virki ve, o me sé, urba ve, o me soy, que virki ve si coet, o mar hable do. No cuave gai mar mola, we no ve garranto. Morir nueva, morir dailega. Ellos hacen.
The steps are: you will need great hand sewing skills, gather fabrics, draw geometric patterns. The mullen needs many layers of fabric so that there are colors underneath the other fabric at the bottom. The mullen is sewed by hand with very little stitches.
All right, and as a last question, Emily. How does the mola shape the concept of womanhood in your culture?
Anmar omegan kuna kuetkini. Anmar yeritolo. Inmar saetki. Nek nudakeri. Nek machaeri. Anmar macheran pendaki. Anmar purigana. Anmar cuidar saedi. Amar yer todo wey masaichi y omegan tule yer tule omegan y todo cuable amar tule kuna son do omegan y era marito wey hoy yo sigo cuable amar cual hoy yo sigo wey panamá ne cueburgi wey panamá ne cueburgi amar cual wey mar cual hoy yo sigo o vengan tule mar cuetkin son do amar tule omegan cuetkin yeritoido. De hecho, Kurina, almar soido, añerito moye. Y almar cerca, almar odurtasto, almar daet. Nangan daet. Nangan ba odu, almar odurtasto. Almar soy seikine, ambanama yaurge. Vayan a Panamá y ahora Nugadi, Guenatcan, Anmar Daido, Anmar Daikea.
The mola is part of our culture. The Kuna woman represents her culture. She does the chores, supports her husband, cooks, cleans, takes the kids to school. The Kuna woman is proud of her culture and its traditions, and represents Panama, her country, in the world to protect her culture and its traditions, especially the idiosyncrasy of her village or even an entire nation.
Women all around the world have the role of keeping traditions alive, and the Kuna women are not the exception. This is Raciel Hernandez, a University of Arkansas student from Panama. Caroline Carper is the voice behind the translation. Emilciana Galvez is our Kuna rock star. Thank you for listening.